My guest at this time is Larry Nordvig. He is the executive director of the Richmond Tea Party. The Richmond Tea Party was one of many groups with the term Tea Party, Patriot, other conservative-sounding terms, organizations in favor of teaching folks about the Constitution or promoting limited government, that received undue scrutiny and, in the minds of many people now, harassment from the Internal Revenue Service as they applied for tax-exempt status. Larry joins me now to explain how this process unfolded for his organization. And Larry, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
When did this drama and this harassment from the IRS start for you?
Well, our organization received, it all began really in December of 2009, and that's when we applied for tax-exempt status for our organization. Nightmare of almost what seems like a perpetual audit went on until July 2012 when we finally received our tax-exempt status.
And in some of the documentation I've seen for what they demanded from you, and this is by no means an exhaustive list, they wanted everything you'd ever published or handed out. They wanted to know the detailed background of any speaker at any event you ever had with full copies of everything that they said. They wanted donor lists. They wanted how much they gave, when they gave it. That's just scratching the surface. What else type of things did they want to know?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, and I'll come back to one of those. But, yes, they wanted all of our communications, so any kind of email or Facebook communication with any of our members, which obviously would tip off their identity. They wanted all of that. They wanted to know who we associated with, who our members associated with. One of the most alarming ones was they wanted pictures of our web pages, including the member login only pages, which would have been very private. We did not give that to them. I'll just take a second, the significance you said about the donors' names, that's extremely significant. The entire purpose of us filing for that C4, 501c4 status, is that our donors can remain anonymous. If they can't remain anonymous, they don't donate money. And I think whoever set this up, that was one of their primary goals. So it's ironic that they asked us for the donor information in that paperwork, kind of a double-edged sword there.
Larry, for those who have never tried to establish a tax-exempt status, on the one hand, they might be like, well, this is exactly why we're starting this type of organization, is to fight back against this just general government bureaucracy. Some might think that's just what was happening here. How did you know, and at what point did you know this wasn't just the red tape of Washington, but this was a targeting by the IRS?
Well, there's two things, and I get the irony here that, you know, yes, we're the Tea Party, the taxed enough already party, and yet we're having to deal with the 501c4 thing. But there were two things that tipped us off. Number one was the length of time. Our organization figured it would take maybe 6 months to a year. We were willing to put up with that. They do have to take a good hard look to make sure you are who you say you are, and that's fine. That's legitimate. But after it went past a year, and it felt like stonewalling, especially when you're coming up on 2 years, over 2 years. So the time element was one. The second thing that tipped us off was the second round of questions that they sent, and that was a 12-group set of a total of about 55 questions, but those questions had sub-questions, and those sub-questions had bullets. It was extremely hard information to try to dig up. It produced over 500 pages of documents, and they only gave us 2 weeks to do it. We knew something was wrong right there.
That two-and-a-half, close to three-year saga with the IRS, how did that affect your ability to expand and grow and do the things you wanted to do when you were so consumed with trying to respond to their requests for endless information?
Right. It directly impacted our operations, and in two ways. For one, it knocks you off your mission, because instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is political education and advocacy, instead we're dealing with miles and miles of red tape and stacks of documents, more than 500 pieces. So we've got thousands of dollars spent, thousands of man hours from a large group of people, and since we're doing that, we're not able to do the other. So it's a cost opportunity thing. And then frankly, we lost a lot of donors because this whole cloud hanging over us, people either didn't want to touch it or they were afraid their information would be made public. So we literally lost money that would have been donated to us. Both of those hamstrung us, and now we find out that was on purpose. So it definitely impacted our ability to accomplish our mission.
And from your conversations with other Tea Party groups around the country, how long did it take you to figure out that you weren't alone here?
Well, after the first year, now we were starting to seek legal advice, if for no other reason, to get extensions to answer all these in-depth questions. When we began to use ACLJ for our legal representation, they were getting contacted from other Tea Party groups and some other nonprofit groups too. And then we realized, wow, this is like 30-plus Tea Party groups all across the country. We're all being treated the same way. It seems coordinated. Something's up here.
ACLJ is the American Center for Law and Justice, headed by Jay Sekulow. So now that this story has broken, Larry, what's your response to the way that the administration has handled this? So the president saying he didn't know anything until last Friday, saying he didn't know about the Inspector General's report until last Friday. Are you satisfied with the response verbally and the steps taken or not?
No, we are absolutely not satisfied at this point. That has to be made clear. This is an extremely serious event that every single American should be very, very worried about. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're on the right side or the left side of the political spectrum or in the middle. Basically, what you're talking about here is the government knowingly targeting political groups using the second most powerful arm of the government, second only to the military, is the IRS, and they can destroy your lives. And, you know, all you have to do is replace Tea Party with your individual name, or you can put in Green, Justice, Progressive, whatever. Put yourself in our shoes. If the power flip-flopped up in the White House, I don't think you would want this kind of attention from anybody through the IRS. And basically, we need to find out how high this goes, how wide it goes, how deep it goes. And the more we find out, it's like peeling back those onion layers. The more we find out, the worse this thing gets. And that's why we won't be satisfied until we have a complete, thorough congressional investigation, because they're not coming clean otherwise.
Anything in addition to what you've already said, Larry, that you really wanted members of Congress to know?
Well, absolutely. I would like our members of Congress to know. In fact, I'd love a chance to sit down with, you know, the president or some leaders in Congress. I actually got an opportunity to meet a couple this morning. But I would like them and all Americans to know the Tea Party stands basically for three things. One of them, we want constitutionally limited government. We need to put this big monster government back in its cage where it belongs. And you do that by making them follow the Constitution. Secondly, we want fiscal responsibility. This nation is crushed in debt. They're running up red ink, and we've got to stop that. And the third thing is the Tea Party stands for keeping our officials accountable. And now we have all the proof we need to vindicate that that's a good strategy. So really, limited government, fiscal responsibility, keeping them accountable, that's really the Tea Party's principles. And frankly, I don't see how any American can disagree with our principles at all.
Larry, we'll have to leave the conversation there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us and sharing your story.
Oh, thanks for having me today. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. Larry Nordvig is the executive director of the Richmond Tea Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.